阿弥陀佛。We're going to start with the verse for the beginning of the sutra, even though we're not going to talk about one sutra, we're going to talk about several. So it's only appropriate to do this. 哦、oh, the microphone.
这个可以。
Okay, that one works. What we will do is I will say it in English first, and it will be followed by Chinese. If you know it in both languages, you get double merit.
所以我会先念英文的开经偈，然后我会念中文，然后大家请念中文的。如果你英文、中文都会的话，那你会收获双份的功德。
Okay, we begin. Please follow with me. I will say the first word and then you fall in. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma.
Is difficult
to encounter even in a billion eons.
Today we see and hear and receive and uphold it.
Vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
Today's speech is on the right view and exploring it from the history of John and from before how we got to right view.
今天我的讲座呢主要是关于正知见以及禅宗的历史，从禅宗历史上来看是如何形成这个正知见的。
I am one of Shifu's Western Dharma heirs.
我是师父的西方法子之一。
Shifu, he required of his Dharma heirs three important prerequisites.
师父呢，对于他的法子呢，有三个很重要的要求。
The first is a stable morality, and the second is bodhicitta, to have a bodhisattva heart.
这三个要求前面两个是说，第一个是要有稳定的人格，第二个是要有菩提心。
The third is right view.
第三个就是说，这个法子必须具有正见。
Right view is the investigation of how mind works.
正见，主要是描述到底应该是如何来参心。
The one of the earliest instructions of the ancient masters was to turn the mind's eye inward.
所以古代的西方的禅古代禅师告诉我们的方法就是说要向内禅。
It sounds very interesting, but what does it mean?
听上去很有意思，但是到底是什么意思呢？
It is at the very essence of what right view is.
这就是正知见非常核心的一个部分。
Shifu, he had this to say about mind.
师父曾经对心做了如下的阐释。
He said, in the saying of the Lankavatara Sutra itself, it goes something like this.
师父说到在楞伽经当中他是这样描述的。
All the words of the Buddha evolve around the mind as its axis.
所有佛的语言和教导都是围绕着心来展开的。
When I read this, I was so amazed. because I saw clearly it was just like the spokes on a wheel.
当我听到这个时候，我很震撼，因为我觉得讲得非常的清楚。
When we see
everything,
and we see all of the Dharma, the mind is here. All of the spokes, they point to the mind.Somewhere should be around 8. But in any case, they point to the mind. All the Dharma pointing directly.
所以当我听到这句话的时候，我觉得很震撼，然后让我想起了一个圆圈，就是所有的佛法都是指向心的。
Sometimes when I see this, I see it the opposite way. I see it as this is the mind, and it points this way.As everything is encompassed in mind itself, all the teachings.
但实际上，有时候我对我而言，另外一种，其实我觉得外圈也可以代表心，然后所有的佛法都是在心里边显现，或者那个箭头是朝外。
师父 continued.
师父继续说道。
This expresses the principle of mind dharma.And Chan is therefore mind dharma.
所以师父说这个其实涉及到了心地法门的原则，而禅宗就是讲的是心地法门。
A direct experience of one's self nature.
是禅宗是对心的直接的体验。
Indeed, one's Buddha nature.
而那个就是我们的佛性。
It is not a dharma of words and phrases.
而佛法不是只是语言和文字。
One experiences this wisdom by directly letting go, relinquishing, and putting down self-attachment.
而是直接的体验，把自我放下，把自我执着放下之后，直接的体验。
And he says, despite this.Teaching of directly putting down.
虽然是这个教法是让我们直接的把自我放下。
Letting go of self can be traced directly to India.
但是让放下自我执着这一个说法源泉，其实也源头也可以追溯到印度佛教。
It is only when it reached China is it.In the tradition that we know today.
只是说当它发展到这个教法发展到中国的时候呢，作为中国的源头我们比较熟悉而已。
In this practice, when we use the mind's eye to contemplate the method, or we use it to contemplate the method, but I'm kind of getting a little bit ahead right now. The importance is distinguishing that Chan cannot be taught.Although we listen to Chan, we listen to lectures, it is not something that is in words and phrases. The instructor can only point to the access to the mind. But this is something that requires your own investigation and contemplation.
所以这样的观心的法门啊，我想强调的是说，禅是没有办法直接被教导的，是没有办法用语言和文字来直接表述的，虽然我们也会有讲座等等。禅而语言文字或者是说很多教法只能是指出禅的入口而已，而真正的禅还是要自己去，是自己直接体验
的。So we start with one of the great Chan master Huang Po. And he goes.
所以我们现在提一下黄檗禅师给我们的教诲。
And I'll read you some quotes from him that display this understanding.
所以我会读一些黄檗禅师的语录啊，让我们了解一下他是如何描述禅的。
If you know positively that all sentient beings are already with Bodhi,
如果你想了解的话，实际上所有的众生都已经和菩提是一体的。
You will cease thinking of Bodhi as something to attain.
你或许会认为菩提是一样外面一样可以获取寻求的东西。
Again, he said that he did not want people to seek.
他强调他并不是希望人们去追求这个所谓的身外的菩提。
In fact, he said the seeking obstructed the clarity of the mind.
事实上，他强调这种攀缘心、追求心啊，恰恰阻碍了某个人的自己的修行。
He said, sentient beings are attached to forms, so they seek externally for Buddhahood.
他说因为凡夫啊，对相很执着，所以呢，他们向身外来求开悟。
By their very seeking, they lose it.
但是越是这种攀缘向外索取寻求呢，越恰恰离他越远。
This is the grasping mind.
这个就是攀缘心。
Actually, yesterday I was talking to Guo Xing Fa She at the DBRC. Guo Qi, excuse me, Guo Xi.
实际上昨天啊，在香港道场的时候，我跟果奇法师在聊天。
And we are both agreeing that the grasping mind is the wrong way to investigate Chan.
我们都同意啊，攀缘心啊。是想要是禅宗是在练习禅的时候的一种错误操作。
Huang Po also said, studying the way is just a figure of speech.
所以黄檗禅师讲啊，我们对大道的学习啊，只是一个比喻。
In fact, the way is not something which can be studied.
实际上道或者是说我们修行的这个道啊，大意并不是我们可以通过学习而得来的。
So you don't allow the term the way or the Tao to give you some mental impression of a road.
你并不靠这个对道的学习而指出你走的这条路。
Road or path.
Can I see the phrase, sentence? Okay.
So we just say path.
So you 不应该让这个名字的道呢，让你形成一个概念。
Okay. We visit what Hui Ning, had to say in terms of this right view.
我们也可以听一下慧能大师是如何来解释正知见的。
Hui Ning, he emphasized, do not cling to any verbal teachings.
That's six patriarch, 慧能, right?
慧能。
Okay, good.
慧能大师说你不要攀缘任何概念。
Those...Verbal teachings only present obstacles to your true awakening.
你执着的那些语言文字的概念只会成为你修行的障碍。
Instead, Hui Ning, he stresses the perspective of no thought, Wu Nian.
而实际上六祖慧能大师特别强调无念这样一个修行的方向。
Wu Nian is an open,and non-conceptual state of mind. Actually, I shouldn't say state of mind. I should say that it's non-conceptual mind.
无念指的是一种开放的没有概念不形成概念的这样一种开放的心。
I'm correcting the person who wrote this article.
我是根据一篇文章说的，但是我这里对这个文章稍微做一些修正。
It allows one to experience mind directly.
它让我们无念能够让我们直接去体验行，直接的体验。
The author used the word reality, but I corrected him again.
这篇文章作者用了现实两个字我又一次进行了纠错。
Wenning further states, no thought is not to think even when involved in thought.
慧能进一步说无念当你没有念头的时候你也不能说你是无念。Sorry, just a second. Can I see something?
Sure. She's learning as we're going.
Yeah. 无念是指当你有一个念头起来的时候你都不去想称之为无念。对不对
So, how do we think of no thinking?
所以我们怎么样可以做到不想呢
？It's very simple.
很简单。
By no thinking.
就是不要去想。
So, I'm here today, and my mouth is moving up and down, and you're hearing like what Lin Chi says, all this trashy talk.
今天我在这里我嘴巴讲了很多东西，从林记的角度来说，这些都是废话。
But actually, the thoughts come many, but then they go. So in fact, it's 无念。
而实际上，我有很多念头来了，然后念头又走了，所以是没有念头。
And you, as the audience, should also be not thinking.
所以你们作为听众在听的时候也不要去想。
Let these words penetrate to your self nature.
让这些话这些言语自己的进入你的内心，进入你的心。
And whatever you do, don't let your consciousness say, I don't understand.
不管你听到什么，你不要让你的意识去判断或者去说我听不懂，不知道在讲什么。
Now we, this is another master, Master Zhengfan, excuse me, Zongfen Mingben.
这是另外一位禅师宗峰明本禅师。
Okay, and he said,
他说
all sentient beings have originally attained Buddhahood.
众生其实本来就已经是佛。
At this place, you would not be able to find the tiniest bit of thing.To be the mind of a sentient being.
在那个地方，你一点点也找不到众生的影子。
And you would not be able to find the tiniest thing that you call prajna essence, wisdom essence.
而且你在这个地方，你一点点也找不到智慧的本质。
This statement runs consistently with our Wisdom Sutras, which we'll get into later.
这个话跟般若经是一致的。
Let alone finding the tiniest bit of thing to support the theory of being able or not able to relate to phenomena. That might be a little hard for you.
然后你也不会在这个地方，你也根本找不到一点点。Tiniest bit of things for you. 或者说能够或者不能够跟现象相关联。
What I'm talking about now is really the true suchness of mind.
我这里讲的是心的真如。
And The last quote from a master I want to start off with.
我最后想援引的禅师说的话是
is your intrinsic nature is wondrous.
我们的本性是非常奇妙美妙的。
It is something natural.
是非常自然的。
Spontaneous.
是自发的。
Not something that you can become enlightened to.
不是一样你必须要去让他觉悟的东西，或者让觉悟，让自己觉悟。
Since you naturally have it.
因为你本来就有。
As such, what is there to be deluded about?
所以正如这样所说，你有什么好愚痴的？
Delusion only refers to your unawareness that your mind is originally pure.
这里的愚痴无明主要是指你对你心本然已经是佛的这样一种状态的不觉察。
So we hear these are very, very, wonderful words from great masters. But yet, we really fail to penetrate their essence.
所以我们刚刚听了许多古代禅师、大禅师给我们的教导很多他们的原话，但是我们听到这样的话却不能够让它流进我们的心，直接明白它的意思。
So we study so that we can begin to penetrate the meaning of these words.
所以我们学习，我们就要开始修行学习，就是为了能够让我们能够直接参透这些大禅师话的意思。
These words point to the fact that there is no attainment nor wisdom.
这些禅师的这些教导直接的指出了无所得和无智。一无得这样一种状态。
In this way, they point to our intrinsic nature, which is mind itself.
它直接指出了我们的本性，心的本来面目，心的本性。
One of my favorite quotes from Master Ling Qi is this.
我最喜欢的灵济禅师的一句话是这个。
Do you want to see the patriarchs and the Buddhas?
你想要看到佛的祖师吗？
He's not other than those that are in the audience listening to me right now.
他们就在这些听众当中。
This very mind that you're using is the Buddha mind.
你们现在正在用的这个心就是佛心。
It is a present at this moment.
这就是在当下，正在当下。
Thus, there's nothing to become enlightened to.
所以没什么好寻求开悟的。
We just simply have to awaken to that this mind that we use now is the very Buddha mind.
所以我们只需要了解到，我们只需要彻底的了解到，我们现在所用的心就是佛心。
It's as if you're walking around looking for your shoes while you're wearing them.
就像你现在穿着鞋在外面走，却到处找鞋在哪里。
It's truly as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
What I've set up to this point is condensing about 2,500 years of Buddhist doctrine.
我讲到现在为止所有的话其实是对2500年来的佛教做了一个非常浓缩的总结。
And we come to where I have just said, just this mind.
我们回到我们讲的中心就是这个心。
Today, I started my lecture at the end.
今天我做这个讲座的时候实际上是从最后开始结尾开始的。
And so you may say, what?What is he talking about?
所以你会想啊，你什么意思？你在讲什么呢？
So now we'll begin again, but we'll begin at the end again.
啊，所以我们现在要重新再开始一次，但这一次还是从结尾开始。
I will start from a quote from the Ratnagotra Vibhaga Sutra.
所以这次呢，我会援引。究竟一圣宝性论俗称宝性论中的话
If you can't remember that name, then just use its other name, Uttara Tantra Sutra.
宝兴论还有一个梵文的名字，就是他刚刚说的那个。
Don't worry, you can find it as it's part of the Tathagata Garbha Sutras.
它是如来藏学派的一部分，你们也可以 Wikipedia 都有。
So now by now you're saying what language is he speaking?
那你或许在想啊，你到底是在讲什么语言？
I'm speaking the language of mind.
我现在是用新的语言在跟你们讲。
This sutra is one of the Tathagata Garbha Sutras that actually historically was said not to be taught on earth but in Tusita heaven because the humans could not understand it.
这个论点原经论啊，最早的时候是说不要在这个娑婆世界讲，因为听不懂，所以呢最好是到天堂才去讲。
It was taught by Maitreya to a Sangha who brought it to earth.
是由弥勒菩萨啊带到我们这个世间的。
And if you begin to read it, you'll go, "What the heck is this?"
如果你想读一读宝兴论的话，你可能会讲啊，他到底讲什么呀
？I don't understand.
很难理解。
And a sangha would say, "You would never understand."
无着菩萨会讲啊，你永远不会理解。
But it does.Give up its jewels if one is patient and sincere in looking into the sutra.
但是如果你很耐心、很诚心的去读这部经典的话，你还是可以发现宝藏。
The quote I want to use is this one.
所以我想援引里边的一段话，这段话是这样的。
Pay very close attention.
很仔细的听。
The Buddhas used the vexations of sentient beings to practice.
诸佛菩萨是借助众生的烦恼来修行。
Again, I will say it. The Buddhas used the vexations of sentient beings to practice.
我来再说一次。诸佛菩萨是借助用众生的烦恼来修行。
As you sit here, can you contemplate this meaning?
你现在坐在这里听，你能够考虑一下它其中的意思吗？
When I first read this, I felt like doing a prostration.
当我第一次听到这句话的时候，我感觉我好像是在做礼拜。
It brought a tear to my eye.
它让我很感动，我眼睛都湿润了。
This is.Now, in the area of what we call the esoteric.
这是我们所通常指的密教的一部分，密的一部分，不可说的一部分。
You got it? Okay. The esoteric is beyond words and phrases.
密和不可说这个当然是无法用语言来描述的。
This phrase represents the highest understanding of Buddhist doctrine today.
这个是代表了佛教最高的智慧。
What? The Buddhas are using the vexations of sentient beings to practice? What does that mean?
诸佛借助众生的烦恼来修行，用众生的烦恼来修行，到底是什么意思呢？
It's right view, perfect right view.
这就是正知见，一个非常完美的正知见。
But we'll continue on.And then come back to it, and then you will be more likely to understand this.
所以我们会继续我们的讲座，然后结束的时候，你重新再来看这句话的时候，你可能会有一些了解。
The Tathagata Garbha Sutras, the treatises and commentaries on them, such as the Queen Shirmala Devi Lion's Roar Sutra.The Dharma, Dharmada Sutra, the Ratna Gotra Vibhaga Sutra, and the Buddha Nature Treatise. Go ahead,
yeah.
Say those right.
如来藏学派的经典，比如说《胜曼经》，应该有《维诺诘经》是吧？他刚提到好几部经，我只听到《胜曼经》，还有哪几部？ 佛心论，对，他讲佛心论，还有两部好像，宝心论，他讲宝心论。
These represent the highest Mahayana doctrine of right view.
这些著作代表了大乘佛教的最高的正知见。
And sutras like this, and most sutras, they don't give up their wealth so easily.
像这样的经典，他不会很轻易的就把他的宝藏就这么简单的告诉你。
Anyone who has read the Diamond Sutra knows that.
如果你们读过《金刚经》的话，你们会明白我在说什么。
So, before I became a full-blown Buddhist, I was practicing with this Qigong master who told one of the people to go buy me a book on Buddhism.
在我成为佛教徒以前，我跟着一个气功师在学习，他让我去买一本佛教书。
So he said, but Shifu, which book?
然后我当时问他，我该买哪一本书呢？
He said, any book.
他说任何一本都可以。
So he gave me the Diamond Sutra.
所以他就随手拿了一本金刚经给我。
When I opened the book up to read it, I felt very light, like a balloon floating up.
当我打开金刚经读的时候，我发现我身体变得非常轻，就好像一个气球飘起来了。
And I said, this is very interesting.
我觉得这个很有意思。
And then when I closed the book up, I would feel like I was coming down.
然后当我把金刚经合起来的时候，我发现我就像气球，泄了气的气球一样，又重重的回了过来，回到地面。
So I started reading the book.
所以我就开始读这部金刚经。
It's very interesting.
非常有意思。
I had no idea what it meant.
我完全不懂他在讲什么。
But I felt being light.
但是我能感受到他的光和他让我变得很轻。
Later, when people heard me, that they heard the story, it got so big, like blowing the cow, that they'd say, Gilbert, when he opened up the Diamond Sutra, he started flying.
所以大家就是越传越有意思，就是说我当我打变成我打开金刚经的时候，我就会到处飞来飞去。
but I really wasn't flying. I was just trying.
但我其实没有真的飞来飞去，我只是试图这样。
But one day it gave up its jewels.
但有一天就突然之间这个宝藏就显现在我的眼前。
And as we begin to penetrate these sutras, we begin to understand the esoteric aspect of the practice.
当我们突然能够当我打开这部经，它能够流入我的心性之后，自然而然它的秘密的那部分，不告知人或者不能用语言文字所传达那部分，就自然而然显现了。
And you begin to appreciate that.And feel what it means when Han Chan says it's like taking a sword and piercing the sky.
你这个时候你就能够理解有一个禅师，寒山禅师说的，就像是抽出一把剑，划破天空。
Imagine if I took you all outside and I had a sword and just ripped the sky open.
你可以想象我现在带领你们出去拿一把剑把天空划破。
You would look up and say, well, that's different.
你可能会说，哇哦，那个好像很不一样。
What is it that appears when one rips open the sky?
当有一个人把天空划破的时候，到底出现了什么呢？
Does anybody know?
你们知道吗？
Nobody?
没有人吗？
Anybody want to take a guess?
有人想猜一猜吗？
Yes, sir.
It's sky again.
Sky again?
有人回答说划破天空之后出现的还是天空。
Charles, come back next lifetime and answer the question again.
然后Gilbert说你下辈子再来再试试回答这个问题。
It's very simple.
很简单，非常简单。
mind. It's mind.
就是看到，就是心。
It is what everything is projected upon.
就是我们所有的投射的东西，所有投射在的东西。
But again, we're getting ahead.
当然我们现在跳过了一些内容。
So, how did we get here?
但我们怎么能够得到这样一个结论呢？
There was a first turning of the Dharma wheel.
这里有第一次释迦牟尼佛第一次转法轮。
The first turning of the Dharma wheel was when Shakyamuni Buddha obtained his realization and awakening.
当释迦牟尼佛开悟成佛以后，他第一次转法轮。
He saw the illusory nature and then the impermanence of all appearances.
他看到了众生看所执着的幻觉以及无常。
And he taught the ones who had practiced with him before, the ascetics, the Four Noble Truths and the 12 Nidanas.
所以第一次转法轮他讲了四圣谛和十二因缘法。
The 12 Nidanas are the dependent origination.How things come into being.
十二因缘法就是缘起法是就是现象是如何产生的。
From the very beginning, he taught us the wisdom, profound wisdom of Pratikasamapada.
从一开始他就已经介绍了非常甚深的法门，就是缘起法。
This Pratikasamapada is causes and conditions never fail.
缘起法用英文简单来说就是因缘不爽，因缘不会错。
Master Xuan Yang emphasized Pratikasamapada to us in viewing the world.
圣严法师特别强调以缘起观来理解这个世界。
And we'll get into this a little bit later on, a little more deeper.
我们待会儿会更加深入的讲这一点。
The second turning of the Dharma wheel, what? Go ahead.
第二次转法轮是
was came from the Prajnaparamita Sutras.
第二次转法轮是讲的是般若经，大般若经。
In the Prajnaparamita Sutras.These are the wisdom sutras. They emphasize this sunyate, emptiness.
在释迦牟尼佛第二次转法轮开始般若经典的时候，他特别强调空性。
And the doctrine of that was represented in the Diamond Sutra and most famously in the Heart Sutra.
它的空性的核心理论代表作有《金刚经》和《心经》。
The term sunyata, go ahead.
这个空性，它的梵文叫 sunyata, 空性这个概念。
Of the sun, it means.Zero.
空性它意思是零。
Just zero. This is between what maybe is minus and plus, but holds all potential.
所以它是加和减，但是有无限的可能性。
And the term in English is not really a good term because...That term seems to think like there's nothing here.
Sunyata 这个梵文它解释空性，英文是 emptiness， 但是英文它说这个词其实并没有很好的诠释这个 Sunyata 的内涵，因为听上去好像是没有东西一样。
But it's actually the very fact that everything is empty that it's all together.
但实际上，所有的现象，所有的相，都是同时在这个空里边，又包含在这个空里边。
So it's not the distance between things, but the lack of any distance between anything.
所以它不是说描述的是相与相之间的距离，而是说其实是没有任何距离，这样相混合在一起的空。
So recently, one of my students wrote on my WeChat a question. What is the difference between Buddha mind and Tathagata and no mind and just mind, and just went through a list of things. And I wrote back that it's the differences between the distance between the eyebrow and space.
所以最近在微信群当中有人，我的学生问我啊，这一系列的名相到底是什么意思，比如说空心啊，没有无心啊，无念啊，无心啊，还有等等，他说这些概念到底是什么，有什么，就是怎么区别，然后他列了一大堆啊，我的回答是他们之间的区别和距离就相当于是你的眉毛和空间的距离。
Everything in this way is connected.
所有的东西都是连在一起的。
The third turning of the Dharma wheel was the Tathagata Garbha's sutra's result.
而释迦牟尼佛第三次转法轮出来的就是如来藏经系统。
And that is Buddha nature.
也就是佛性。
And it's a very interesting thing because at this point, when we reach the point of the sunyata, is that in this time period, what we had before was the study of the Abhidharma. Go ahead.
所以比较有意思的是当这个到达这个第三次转法轮如来藏经系统出现之后对空性的理解，因为以前我们都是从阿比达摩系统当中来理解。
This Abhi means the highest and the highest Dharma.
阿比这个意思是最高最高的法。
And it's an incredible teaching that teaches us how mind works.
阿毗达摩系统主要是讲心是怎么运作的。
And it came up to say that in the Theravadan version, is everything is real.
所以在南传的系统当中，从他的解释来说，所有东西都是真实的。
We have also arising is what's called the Yogacara school.
然后我们又有唯识的瑜伽行派。
And the Yogacara school was saying that everything was consciousness only.
但瑜伽行派它的理论是说一切为识。
And sometimes it's called mind only or consciousness only school.
就瑜伽行派叫唯识学派。
So this was arising and there was a transition.In the progression of Buddhist philosophy from the real to saying that everything is mind or consciousness.
当然从阿毗达摩体系的一切都是真实的到慢慢过渡到瑜伽唯识学派的一切唯识当中是有些过渡的理论。
Now, in between this is Madhyamika.
这个中间有一个中观学派。中观学派的发展
The middle way
就是中间中观
So in the middle way then what was happening is saying it was neither existent nor non-existent and Nagarjuna who was a proponent of the middle way went to great lengths to refute the existence of all things
So, 中观学派的提倡者龙树菩萨呢他是讲既不是存在又不是不存在 所以他花了很多的笔墨和理论去讲这一点，阐述这一点。
So this is Nagarjuna here. And Nagarjuna had a very interesting style.
所以龙树菩萨有一个非常有意思的风格。
He used a philosophical style called reducio ad absurdum.
他有一个很有意思的哲学的理论叫
Just say reducio ad absurdum, I'll explain it.
就是这个英文单词所指。他待会儿会解释，我们听听是什么意思啊？应该就是既不是又不是，但又不是，就是否定否定再否定。不过我猜了，你看听他讲什么。
So what this means is that he took arguments from other schools and took them out to its most illogical point, as if one is leading someone to the end of the tree branch, and it was not supportable there.And the argument would break.
Okay, 所以他他应该是个哲学大师，龙树菩萨，他就是把各派当时各派学说的理论呢，用逻辑推演到最最极端，那就变得有点荒谬的程度。
In his treatise, and even I won't even attempt it because my tongue will be completely twisted by it. It was a very impeccable presentation.That essentially refuted everything and came to. Running out of ink already. Sunyata.
所以经过他这一番推演，对其他各个学派，把那个各个学派的理论用逻辑推演到最极致，导致成为荒谬之后呢，他就推演出了自己的一个提出自己的理论，就是空性 Sunyata, Sunyata 这个词。
So.In Abhidharma, everything was real. Yogacara school was consciousness. Now, Abhidharma was very interesting because over here at this time, there was a... Vasubandhu. And Vasubandhu was over on this side. And then his brother...Asanga was over here, and he said, hey, Vasubandhu, listen to this. And he went, what? And then all of a sudden, Vasubandhu appeared on this side. Go ahead.
所以最早的时候呢，在印度佛教史上有世亲菩萨和无着菩萨两兄弟。无着菩萨，世亲菩萨那个 V 开头的世亲菩萨，最早的时候呢是主张阿毗达摩体系下来理解世界的，但是呢他的兄弟就是无着菩萨就说，哎，你要不要看听一听这个理论？他一听之后呢，就跟他的兄弟无着菩萨站在一条阵线，就到了唯识学派呢。
Now the Theravadins have never forgiven this treacherous act.
所以南传教那边从来没有原谅过世亲菩萨的这个背叛。
And actually, as late as last year, I was reading an article from a Theravadin philosopher arguing that there wasn't just one Vasubandhu, but two.
怎么体现那个南传从来没有原谅世亲菩萨这个转换阵营呢？因为我在读到一篇文章说，南传在主张说啊，实际上这是历史上有两个世亲菩萨。
The real one here, real, and the fake one over here.
所以一个是真的存在过，一个是假的。真的当然就是南传所赞成的是支持阿毗达摩体系，这个是真的世亲菩萨。我们所讲的瑜伽邪派的那个支持瑜伽邪派那个是假的世亲菩萨，是造出来的。
But most of the scholars said that's nonsense.
当然，大部分学者说这个是瞎说。
So we had this school coming in here, and out of this, and all of this now becomes. I don't know if we can get another pen or not. Mahayana.So, on this side, this is Theravadin. It used to be called Hinayana, but now it's called Theravadin.
所以这一派呢，我们就叫做大乘佛教。那另外一个，以前是叫做小乘，但是 现在为了政治正确改为南传。
So the Theravadin, the term Theravadin means the study of the elders.
Theravadin 就是这个词的意思啊，南传的意思就是说长老，长老部派这个意思。
And so they said, this is what the Buddha taught.
他的意思就是说这个是佛陀教导的。
All these schools coming up with the Wisdom Sutra and the Tathagatha Sutra, they say those are not what the Buddha taught.
他们的论点，他们的角度是说，释迦牟尼佛二转法轮以后的般若经和如来藏经系统大乘那一部分不是佛陀教导。
But even in their school, they cannot establish complete what's called by historians Buddhavacana.
但是即便这样，南传佛教也没有办法自圆其说。
But they try to use Buddhavacana to say that everything that was not in the Kaya and was written after that is just made up.
所以基本上他就是说，除了释迦牟尼佛说的话以外，其他都是造出来的。
But if one does a scholastic study, you would find that much of the Theravadin doctrine cannot be supported by Buddhavacana.
What is Buddhavacana?
Buddhavacana means that wasn't what the Buddha really taught.
Okay. 但实际上南传佛教完全只靠着他们的理论，也没有办法完全被佛陀所有的言教所支持。
So when we see this, and part of this was because of the fact that the words of the Buddha were not written down for several generations.
这个导致这个问题的原因是因为很多佛陀的言教经过几个世纪才慢慢被写下来。
And so there was quite a bit of perhaps an adjustment of doctrine as it went from one generation to another.
所以有一些理论可能也没有被阐释得很清楚，从一代一代传下来。
We have what we feel is the core of Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings.
所以我们有的只是释迦牟尼佛的核心理论，核心教导。
And from my studies, I believe that from the Theravadin on, the core of the teachings have always been there, and they've been preserved in Mahayana school.
所以我的对这个理论的学习是认为从南传佛教以后的发展，佛法的核心在这个大乘佛教这边。
So the there are Nikayas that talk about the luminosity of the mind and referring to it in terms of meditation.
那个是不是阿含经啊？他说的那个Nadaya is sutra name, right?
It was I'll get to it in a moment.
Okay. 他就是讲到讲心的觉性，就是提到这些经典讲提到心的觉性。
Yeah, I'm kind of adjusting this lecture on the fly as we're doing it and it's coming out.What we're seeing here then is this progression where we have the first and then the second turning of the wisdom and then the third turning was Buddha nature. And so in this kind of a teaching, what we're having with the middle way and the development of sunyata is the wisdom sutras.
在这里我们讲到的就是提到了佛陀第一次转法轮阿毗达摩系统，然后第二次转法轮主要侧重在般若经和智慧空性的理论，然后第三次转法轮主要是如来藏和佛性，提出佛性。
So what comes up is the Heart Sutra.
然后心经出现了。
As a deep Prajnaparamita sutra is the Heart Sutra. Now this Heart Sutra is very, very interesting because, let me put it this way, how many of you have not read the Heart Sutra?
心经是非常有意思的，请举一下手如果你没有读过心经。
So you've all read it, so you know what it is, or do you? So
所以所有的人都读过心经，你们明白它的意思吗？
Let's test your level of what you know about the Heart Sutra.
我们现在就来测试一下你对心经的了解有多少。
Don't worry, it's an open book test.
不用担心，你们可以查，因为这是不是闭卷考试。
What kind of a sutra did I say it was? Wisdom Sutra. It's a wisdom sutra. And、the Diamond Sutra is a wisdom sutra, right?
所以我说这是般若经，对吧？金刚经也是般若经系统里边。
So in the Diamond Sutra, who is the Buddha talking to?
在金刚经里边，佛陀在和谁对话
？Shabuti, right? Shabuti.
苏菩提，须菩提。
And to so in this one, in the Heart Sutra, because it's a wisdom sutra.And there's a bodhisattva that's appearing here. It's Manjushri, right?
然后在心经的时候，是谁在和谁在对话？是
tricked you.
Manjushri 菩萨。
It's not.
是。
No. Okay. No. But who is talking to? Guanyin is it's not Manjushri. It's a wisdom sutra.Why is Guanyin talking? Why isn't it Manjushri? It should be Manjushri, right?
为什么不是文殊菩萨呢？因为它既然是智慧的经典的般若经系统，而是观音菩萨在心经当中出现的，这是为什么？
Sariputra is being talked to by Guanyin on a wisdom sutra. What is this? I thought you guys knew what you're doing.
所以在这心经里边是。观世音菩萨跟舍利弗对话，这是怎么回事呢？
Sariputra, form is not other than emptiness. Emptiness is not other than form. Don't you know that?
舍利弗，色即是空，空即是色。你们不都是听过了这句话的吗？
Sariputra.Was the main proponent of the Abhidharma. Everything is real.
而舍利弗其实是阿毗达摩体系的支持者、倡导者，他认为一切都是真实的。
You don't see that everything is empty? Sariputra, don't you see this? No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind?
所以在心经里边，观世音菩萨会说啊，舍利弗，难道你没有看到这些都是空的吗？没有无眼耳鼻舌身意。
No sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought.
无色声香味触法。
There is no realm all the way up to no realm of mental cognition.
无眼界乃至无意识界。
Oh, excuse me, that's how the Abhidharma is laid out.
啊，这个就是阿毗达摩系统它的纲要，它是就是这样子慢慢解释的。
It's a section by section refutation of the Abhidharma.
它其实是观世音菩萨对舍利弗的解释，这个对话，心经里对话是根据阿毗达摩系统的一章节白一节一节，按照这个顺序来跟他讲的。
It's not a sutra. It's a manifesto.
它其实不是一个经，而是一个宣言。
A manifesto is something that lays out one's position.
他就是指出了表达了自己的论点。
So here they're saying, our position is different than everything is real. We refute all this. There is no suffering, no cause of suffering, no cessation of suffering, and no path.
所以在心经里边，其实每一句话都是在反驳或者说驳斥阿毗达摩系统下所有这个是真的是真的所以说无明亦无明尽等等。
There is no wisdom nor any attainment.
心经当中还提到无智亦无德。
Refuting that anything is real.
所以他其实是在驳斥所有的东西都是真的观点。
There is no enlightenment.
也没有开悟。
Then what the heck are we doing?
那我们在干嘛呢？
This is where you leave off.
这个就是你就在这边停止。
This is where Master Ling Qi would look at you. And he'd say, you're all nothing but a bunch of red meatballs.
这就是灵济禅师在此刻推言至此的话，灵济禅师就会看着你说，你们每一个人其实也不是什么，就是一团肉球而已。
So you go home and they say, what did Gilbert say today? He said I was a red meatball.
所以这就是你们回家时候，人家问，哎，今天 Gilbert 开始讲了什么呀？你就说什么也没讲，他就说我是一团红色的肉球。
And I'm not going to get enlightened.
而且他说我不会开悟。
But remember, Ling Chi already said that what I was listening to him right now was the mind of the Buddhas and the patriarchs.
所以，但是你要记得灵济禅师刚开始就说到了，我刚提到了，你们此刻在听讲座的这个心，就是跟佛佛祖祖的心是一样的。
You already got this.
你已经有这个佛性了。
So, why is Guan Yin, we know why she's talking to Sariputra, right? But why is it Guan Yin and not Manjushri?
所以在心经当中我们终于明白为什么观音菩萨是在对舍利佛说，因为他是对应阿毗达摩系统在反驳斥。但为什么心经里边是观世音菩萨在说话，而不是文殊师利菩萨智慧的代表在说话呢？
Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. You know that word, right?
像阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，你知道这个词吧？
It appears at the end of the Heart Sutra.
这是在心经最后的时候出现的。
What does it mean? I don't know.
但是是什么意思呢？我也不知道。
I never really got around to it.
我一直没有机会明白它是什么意思。
It's just something that I say, you know, in the liturgy.
你说就像我们平时课诵本一样。
It's something that I say before I can go and eat.
就是你知道我念了之后就可以去吃饭了那种。
So the thing is, Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi is the unexcelled, the highest wisdom, the highest wisdom that there can be.
所以阿耨多罗三藐三菩提是最高最高的智慧，因为他没有办法翻译，所以他就直接音译了阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。
It is so high that there's not even any wisdom anymore.
因为他的智慧是那么的高，那么的深层次，以至于没有智慧在里边。
It represents why Kuan Yin is talking to Sariputra.
这就是为什么是观世音菩萨在跟舍利佛开始。
Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, the product of it, what it produces is compassion.
而阿耨多罗三藐三菩提能够发展出来的，根据这个能发展出来的是什么呢？是慈悲。
And that's why Kuan Yin is.Talking to Sariputra, because Kuan Yin is saying, if you get this right, this is no longer something about Manjushri. This is in my heart, compassion. That's why I'm talking to you. Okay?
所以观世音菩萨的意思是说，对舍利弗说，如果你能够真正理解这一点的话，你就知道，这一块归我管，不是文殊师利管，因为我是负责慈悲在这部分的。
So it's a very important development in the practice, because at this point then, now we know that there's this bodhisattva path.
因为这一块非常重要，因为现在我们就知道了修菩提道，菩萨道就是这样发展出来。
Shifu, he said that, the vow to deliver others before oneself is the initial generation of the Bodhi heart of a Bodhisattva.
师父曾经说过，要度尽其他人再度自己，这样一种发心啊，就是菩萨道的出发心，出发菩提。
It comes to this, is that we have an interest in all sentient beings in the suffering, even though we know that this is not real.
就是说，我们对众生的苦啊、苦难啊，是有想，就是有参与，有想帮忙啊，即便我们知道它都是虚幻的。
The third turning of the Dharma wheel was because Nagarjuna did something very interesting in the Madhyamika school.
所以第三次转法轮是因为龙树菩萨在中观提出中观理论的时候做了一些有意思的解释。
It reminds me when my son was very young and he's in kindergarten many, many years ago, he was already attending my classes.
这个让我想起来的，当我的儿子很小，还在幼儿园的时候，他就已经来听我的讲座。
So he was in kindergarten going around to the kids. You don't exist. You're a dream. You're an illusion. You're nothing.And all the little kids got worried because he was like so firm in telling them they don't exist. And they were shocked. And so I got a call from the principal. But the principal was a Buddhist. So he was getting a big kick out of it.
So he,
go ahead.
所以很有意思的是我因为我的儿子还在幼儿园他听了我讲座之后他回去就对每个幼儿园的小朋友说啊你是一个梦你不存在因为他说的语气是那么的确定所以小朋友听了之后都开始怀疑自己是不是真的存在或者自己只是一个梦而已都变得非常害怕然后我就收到了幼儿园校长的电话就是说表有这样一个情况但是恰好还好幼儿园老师幼儿园的校长也是一个佛教徒他好像也略有所悟
So about 2000 years ago Nagarjuna was doing the same thing
所以两千年以前龙树菩萨跟我做的是一模一样的。
You say, you don't exist, you don't exist, this doesn't exist, this doesn't exist, time doesn't exist, nothing exists. And everybody's like, what?
所以两千多年前龙树菩萨就像 Gilbert 的小儿子一样就是告诉大家这个是不存在那个不存在的时间不存在一切都不存在。然后听众就会大吃一惊。不知所措。
So Nagarjuna was very interesting because he didn't replace it with anything.
很有意思的是，龙树菩萨虽然破了很多理论，就是说你不存在不存在，但他没有立一样东西。
So people will go, well then, what then?
那人家听众就说你把我这些东西都破了，那到底是什么呢？
All Nagarjuna could tell you, you don't exist.
但是从龙树菩萨那边得到的启示就是不存在。
He didn't replace it with anything.
他没有用另外一样东西来取代这个不存在。
If he replaced it, then people could refute it.
他聪明之处在于，如果他没有立，因为只要你立什么，其他人就可以反驳他。
So he just went, my job is done, I'm out.
所以龙树菩萨就是他的一生就说哈我的一生就是反驳反驳反驳然后我就结束了。
But there was still a gap philosophically there.
当然这里在哲学上来讲还是存在一点点的缝隙和这个问题。
Even though we had this notion of compassion, we were going, is this compassion there or is it nihilistic? Nothing is there.
虽然我们有这个概念，有这个慈悲大悲观这个慈悲观的概念在里面，但到底是什么呢？还是像一个虚无主义，什么都没有。
So in its place, then, from the Tathagatagarbha Sutras comes the notion of Buddha nature.
所以在如来藏体系当中，他就提出了一个佛性。
It's something that's you already have.
而且这个佛性是人人本自具足的。
But it's not the red meatball.
但这个佛性不是你现在这个肉团的身体。
So it requires us to investigate and contemplate.
这就要求我们去参、去观、去探究这个到底是什么。
What exactly is there?
到底是什么呢？到底是什么
？So when we see the Diamond Sutra,
所以当我们读心经的时候金刚经的时候
The Diamond Sutra At the end of it says, all that you should think of this fleeting world.
所以在金刚经上说，对这个世界你应该理解的是
a morning star.
Finish.
Huh? You want me? Okay, a morning star. Remember, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a dewdrop on a leaf.A bubble in a stream, an illusion, a phantasm, a dream.
所以在金刚经里边就有这样一句话说，一切有为法，如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观。
So, all of this is just saying that this world is a dream.
所以我们讲这么多就是说这个世界就是一场梦。
But we want to become enlightened.
但是我们不会因此而觉醒，因此而开悟。
There, again, I just for a long time now, I got to see my Dharma brother, Guoqi. Guoqi 法师。
我很久没有见到我的道友果奇法师。
And I remember a long time ago, we were actually at the Chan Hall in DDM in Taiwan.
我记得很久以前，当我和他同时在法鼓山总本山的时候。
And in his very limited English, he said, "Gilbert, I hear."They tell me you're enlightened.
当时国际法师用他仅有的几句英语对我说啊，叫我说啊 ，Gilbert， 我听说你开悟了。
And he says, "Are you enlightened?"
然后他问我，你开悟了吗
？And I just told one of the people that were there, a university student, just tell him.It's a dream asking a dream about a dream.
他说我就告诉了那边在那个森企业大学的学生，告诉他说这是一个梦在问另一个梦关于梦的问题。
This is all that you should think of this fleeting world.
这就是你应该对待这个世界的态度。
But that which is listening doesn't need to be enlightened.
但是你现在正在听的这个心不需要开悟。
It needs to be awakened.
只需要能够觉醒。
Because it is what is creating this dream world.
因为就是这个心造出了这个像梦一般的世界。
You have this all backwards.
所以我们都颠倒了，搞错了。
This world is a dream. You need to find out who is dreaming.
所以这个梦，这个世界所有的一切都是一个梦境。你需要找的是谁在做梦
？It is your Buddha nature.
是你的佛性。
In our practice, what we have, I have to erase a little bit of this. We'll just go back over here for a moment. In the Tathagatha Garbha, go ahead.
在如来藏当中
the Tathagatha Garbha is called the Buddha's womb.
是说是佛祖的胎如来藏是佛祖的
Now there's two interpretations of the term Tathagatha Garbha or the Tathagatha let's say this term, Tathagata. And this is a continuation in some respects in the middle way, utilization of this term, Tathagata.
Tathagata 这个词的意思是如来，它是他当时当会解释为什么这个词有点中道的意思，中观里边的东西。
This one means thus come one. Tathagata. But Tathagata means thus gone one.
所以上面的那个 Tathagata 代表的是如来，然后下面这个词多一个 A， 它的意思是如去。
They mean the same. Whether we say coming or going, it's just mind.
它是代表一个意思，不管是说如来还是如去。
But this term was used very carefully.
但是这个名相是被很是被很仔细的运用的。
Those who are very well versed in English, how many of you have an advanced degree? Raise your hand. Nobody. Kai, you got nobody here has an advanced degree except for him.
如果你们有研究生以上学历，请举手。
哎呀呀 ，for real. How many of you are liars?The thing is, they know this is a trick, so they don't want to volunteer.
这是因为大家不举手的原因，是因为大家知道我接下来讲一些问的事情，所以他们不想被骗。
How do you define thus?
你怎么定义这个英语单词 thus? 这个
thus.
就是、
such. Yeah, so people say, what's thusness, suchness? What's suchness, thusness?
所以有人问我这个是什么意思，我就说这个就是同义词，另外一个叫这个。然后问我另外一个同义词，我就用这个同义词回答他。
In the meditation, say, not a thing.And that could be meant many different ways. Not a thing.
在打坐当中，在修行当中，我们说一物都没有，有可以有很多的含义。
This is not a thing.
就是一物都没有，空无一物。
It's what makes things.
这个东西可以用来造很多东西出来。
To know all the Buddhas of the past, present, and future.Perceive that all dharma, dhatu, nature, all phenomena is created by the mind.
像华严经说，若人欲了知三世一切佛，应观法界性，一切唯心造。
It's not a thing. So when people are in meditation, I say that anything that moves is not mind.
就像在打坐的时候，我指导大家说，任何会动的都不是心。
It's a creation of mind.
那是心造出来的。
You're sitting there. I'm enlightened.
所以你坐在那边。
No, you move. No, I did not.
但是你动，你的心动了。他说我没有动啊。
Only my lips.
只是我的嘴巴动了。
So it's not a thing. But what we can say is anything that moves is phenomena.
所以我们可以说，所有会动的都只是像现象而已。
Body, speech, and mind, anything that moves is impermanent.
所以我们的身口意一切会动的都只是现象，心的显现而已。
It's created by mind.
它是由心造出来的。
But it's not a thing.
但是它不是这个无一物。
What is the governing principle that produces these appearances?
到底是什么原则，在什么原则下造出了这么多的东西呢？
Nobody know how mind works.
有没有人知道心是怎么运作的？
Go ahead, say it. Yeah, pratikasamapada. Causes and conditions never fail.
是的，就是在缘起观下造出来，就是说因缘因果永远不会出错。
Everything follows in this way.
所有的现象，所有的事物都是根据因缘因果观、缘起观出来的。
So, I am up here, but if a clown was to walk out from that over there, you would all be startled, because one, everybody's startled clowns, and two, it's not in the right place.
比如说我现在在这里的讲座，但是突然从这里走出一个小丑啊，所有的人都会开始关注那个小丑，因为第一个，怎么会讲座时候冒一个小丑出来呢？第二个，小丑不应该出现在这个地方呀。
So you are interested in the Dharma, so voila, here I appear.
啊，正是因为你们对佛法很感兴趣，所以我才会出现在这里。
Cause and condition never fail.
这就是缘起观，因缘因果永远不会出错。
And if you're disappointed, next time I'll bring balloons.
如果你们对这个觉得我今天讲的没有什么意思的话，下一次我会带点气球来增加气氛。
So we have a Tathagatha, and I'm going to use my limited Chinese for a moment. We call it Ru Lai Zong, right?
如来藏、嗯、
如来藏 But there's what is called 如来 z
如来智如来智智慧的智
如来智 Do you know what this is?
In
the Chinese people first
你知道如来智是什么意思吗、先会讲中文的先回答
It is the known or the awareness of mind.
这个如来智是指心的觉性，知道的那个。
There is 如来境。
还有一个是如来境，境境界的境。
如来境 is we'll call it for right now at least.Dharmakaya, the mind ground.
是指暂且我们称它为法身，就是心地。
Again, these two things are not different.
这两个其实并没有什么差别。
It is what is the active part of the Tathagatha.
所以这个就是如来的。比较能动的一部分，主观的一部分。
Mind is very
能动的一部分。
Mind is very spontaneous and very active. It's not passive.
所以我们的心是很自发的，能动的，它并不是很消极，不动的。
It has an interest in what is appearing in this dream world.
它对我们心出现的现象其实是很感兴趣，它有兴趣，所以才会动。
It understands that as a result of this dream world, there is the appearance of suffering.
所以在这个如梦一般的人生当中，才会出现现象，比如说以痛苦的笑现前。
These two together they make up the Buddha.
所以这个合起来就是组成了佛。
And if the Buddha was to hurt the left hand, all of the body of the Buddha would be aware of it.
所以如果佛的左手出了问题痛的话整个都会知道。
Not only would it be aware of it, but it would have an interest in taking care of this.
所以不仅仅会知道，而且也会处理这个问题。
Once I was giving a lecture at the University of Michigan.
所以有一次我在密西根大学给一个讲座的时候
And I was talking about this and how saying that, that all appearances are just a dream.
当我提到所有现前的其实都是梦梦境而已
And this young lady, she raised her hand and she said, if everything is a dream, then why bother about anything?
有一个年轻的女性就举手问我，她说：“如果所有的都是梦而已，那我们还有什么？我们还要介意干嘛呢
？”And I said, "You are a university student, right? You're going here." She says, "Yes."
然后我问她，我说：“你是这个你是大学生吗？你是这个学校的学生是吗
？”And you have a roommate.
她说：“是的。”我说：“那你有室友咯
？”And I asked her.Suppose your roommate was in her bed and she was tossing and turning, obviously in some kind of a bad dream.
他说如果你的室友有一天你发现你的室友辗转反侧好像是被一个梦魇所困的时候。
And so I asked her, what would you do?
所以我问他你会怎么做呢
And she said, well, I'd wake her up.
他说我会把她叫醒啊。
And I said, why?
我说为什么呢
And she said, what do you mean, why?
然后她问我说你什么叫什么
You yourself said it was a dream, so it doesn't matter.
然后我回答说你刚刚自己说了呀既然是一个梦那我们还要做事还需要做什么吗我们不会介意啊
But it mattered to her, she was in the dream.
但是很明显对于你的室友正在做这个噩梦的人来说他会很介意
SoWe have an interest in awakening those who are stuck in this dream.
所以我们其实是对把正在做噩梦的人叫醒这件事情是我们是有很大的兴趣的。
And when you finish this lecture today and you go out in the heat, don't tell me it doesn't matter.
所以当你参加完今天讲座然后走出道场然后感到热浪滚滚的时候你不要跟我说你并不介意。
About a month ago, I was in Taiwan for a conference, and there was this one wonderful economics professor, a Westerner.
一个多月以前，我在台湾啊，参加一个会议的时候，有一个经济学的教授，也是西方人。
He came from the cool state of Portland.
他是来自于Portland, 是啊。
I'm sorry, not state, Oregon,
okay.
Portland, Oregon.
就是从美国的 Oregon 州来。
And he was with his handkerchief.
哦，他有这个方巾。
And no sooner did he wipe than more beads of sweat came. And so he was just there, just unbearable. And I knew he was going to be in trouble because this was like around maybe 7 o'clock in the morning.
因为这位教授来自于一个相对纬度比较高比较凉快的一个州啊所以他到了台湾之后呢就是不停的出汗所以他在那边做讲座的时候呢用他方巾不停的擦汗但是他越是擦汗呢就越冒出很多汗来我看着他就想哎呀他这个要麻烦了因为现在只是早上七点而已。
And he was there, I was there with a group of some of the other Dharma heirs.
我是跟师父的其他法子在一起那个时候。
And I just said, the cure to not wiping is not wiping.
所以想要能够不擦汗达到这样一个目的做法就是不要擦汗。
You just accept the situation you're in. You're not going to change it.
你只能充分的接受当下的因缘条件而不是试图去改变它。
So the more you wipe, the more you wipe, the hotter you get.
因为你越是擦汗，你越是感到热。
And so you just forget about that.
所以你就是放下它。
You should have seen him when afterwards I was going to go to do my presentation.
所以当我在看到他，当我要去给讲座看到他的时候。
And I was wearing a suit and tie.
而且我穿的是西装革履。
He almost passed out.
他几乎要昏过去了。
But I didn't wipe.
但我没有擦汗。
As soon as you do, then you're in trouble.
因为你一旦开始的话，你就一发不可收拾了。
But actually, what I did was I showed him the spirit of charm.
实际上，我想要做的就是向他用行动来显示禅的精神是什么。
We don't run away from reality. We run right into reality.
所以对现实世界种种，我们不是以逃避的态度，而是直接面对的态度。
We see this world as it is.
我们就对待世界，我们就如实的对待。
If it's hot and humid, then it's hot and humid. We cannot change that.
如果又热又潮湿，我们就很清楚的知道又热又潮湿，但我们不改变。
So us Westerners who go there, we change our shirt, but we cannot change the humidity.
所以作为西方人，你去那里，你很热的时候，你可以换件T 恤、衬衫，但是你不会，你没有办法改变它那里湿热的环境。
As I had mentioned that from the very beginning, Shakyamuni taught the Four Noble Truths and the 12 Nidanas, and we had this idea that there was a continual progression of the study.
就像我讲座一开始提到的四圣谛啊，十二因缘法，然后我们就有这样一种概念，是佛法是不断的在演化。
And this idea of wisdom.
然后有这样一个智慧，这样一个概念。
Then in the Tathagatagarbha Sutras, there was a deep exploration as to the causes of the 12 Nidanas.
所以在如来藏经当中有一个对十二因缘缘起的原因有一个深入的阐述。
And in the Queen Shrimala Devi Lion's Roar Sutra, there was a concept that was raised as to this underlying cause.
所以在圣曼经当中提出了一个这个进一步解释这个的原因。
There's this term here. But next time I have to bring some. Nascent. This term, nascent entrenchment. You know the term? I'll explain it then. The term, probably even some of you in English do not know what this word nascent means. Nascent means that coming into being and growing, but just it's coming into being.
Nascent 这个词的意思就是说形成中的意思。
And entrenchment means to be very deep in.
Entrenchment 这个词的意思就是说很深很深。我在心理学当中看到我这个词用法就是潜意识在潜意识很深很深。
To give you an uncomfortable analogy, it would be like a tick going into your belly button and digging in.
举一个让你会觉得很毛骨悚然的比喻就是有个蜱虫咬着你，然后不停地往里边钻，钻，钻。
You're nothing but a tick in a belly button.
你也只不过是一个蜱虫，不停地往里钻，钻，钻。
It's dug in very deep and keeps growing.
然后钻钻得非常深，而且不停地在变大。
What is feeding it?
你会怎么感受
？Do you know what's feeding it?
它是在怎么在长大 ？Sorry.
Well.That's what it is, but what is it feeding off of?
有人回答是无明在浇灌，在让它长大，这是一部分。但是它到底是吃什么长这么大呢
？It's very important to the first verse that I gave you.
所以这个跟我第一次刚开始讲座的时候给你们那个 quote 这个原话引言非常重要。
It's feeding off a mind.
它靠心把它喂养长大。
We look at this place here. Everything here is created by mind. It's being fed by mind.
我们看，我们抬头看一下四周，所有的一切都是由心来 制造出来的，而且也是这一切的现象不停地在喂这个心。
This nascent entrenchment, this ignorance, is the tick believing that it's real, just simply because it's eating mind.
所以啊，这个词的意思就是说，在很深很深的在形成的过程当中，就好比这个蜱虫，这个蜱虫在不停地长大，而蜱虫认为自己是真实的，并靠着吃喂养以心的境界为喂养而不停地长大。
How do we get rid of the tick?
所以我们要怎样去除这个蜱虫呢？在这个比喻当中。
Nobody, don't go upstate New York because you guys will be lost up there. If you don't know how to get rid of the ticks, you'll come back here with a bunch of ticks on you.
你们住在纽约很倒霉啊，就是一定要面对蜱虫的问题。你不知道怎么爬蜱虫，你就完蛋了。
Nobody knows how to get rid of the tick.
没有人知道怎么把蜱虫拔掉吗？
Well, I'm a Californian. We don't have those kind of ticks over there.
我在加州，我们加州没有蜱虫。
But, the last retreat, I happened to get one.
哦，上一次在香港的时候，我就得了一个被蜱虫咬了一个。
I'm going, looking at my belly, going, what the heck is that? It's round.And maybe flick it off. No, nothing happens. And then after I ran around yelling, it's a tick, it's a tick. Then I set about trying to get rid of it.
然后上次在香港我就被一个蜱虫咬了，然后在肚子上我看着这个圆圆滚滚的东西，然后我想用手指把它弹开，不奏效，然后我就手舞足蹈的说啊，这个是蜱虫，蜱虫。
So,I'm at a retreat, so I don't have a bunch of stuff there that I can use to get rid of the tick.
因为我在带领禅修，所以我没有其他工具把这个蜱虫给拔掉。
And I'm just looking at it, and I could swear it's getting bigger and bigger. You know, you can feel it like.
然后我能感受到这个蜱虫不停的在吸我的血，一口一口的，让慢慢变大。
And so I went, okay, well, I'll.Pour mouthwash on it. It didn't work. It just gave it fresher breath.
所以我在想，那怎么办呢？我有那个漱口水，或许浇上去会不会有用呢？但是没有用，只让它变得口感更清新一点。
So then I tried to put like incense oil on it.
所以我要试了，比如说用其他的什么防止虫害的那种油啊放上去。
It just made it smell better.
只不过闻上去更好，但是也没有解决问题。
But it was there. But what my point was, I was trying to create an infertile environment for it to be there, so finally it might go like, you know, and drop off.
我用我这些做法的想法是说，让它这个地方变得不是那么好吃，环境变得很糟糕，对蜱虫而言，说不定它就决定走了。
So.Just because it was attached to my body, I didn't think it was me.
但是因为蜱虫是附在我身上，我并没有把蜱虫看作是我的一部分。
Make no mistake, it had part of me in it.
实际上仔细想一想的话，这蜱虫吸了我的血，其实已经是我的一部分。
And from the size of it, it looked like it had been sucking for a long time.
而且看着这个蜱虫的样子，它好像刚刚开始吸血，所以可能要吸附好几天。
So finally, I pulled it off. I don't know if you're supposed to do it, but I couldn't take it any longer. I just pulled it off.
所以最后我实在忍无可忍，就直接用手把它拔了。
And I looked at it, and it's going like this, like, you know, like the alien, you know. And to me, it seemed about this big.
然后我拔了下来，仔细看了一个蜱虫，它那个蜱虫非常愤怒地挥舞着手脚。我感觉蜱虫好像很大，就像一个外星人一样。
But the point is that I understood it was just something that was temporary, that it was arising. And we think, you know, we're, everything revolves around us, but it all revolves around mind. We see it the reverse way. So we're the mind tick that sucks out of the mind and makes these appearances.But it's actually all it is just that the mind is dreaming.
所以啊，我们总是 以为这个世界一切都是以我为中心在运转的，实际上都是在心当中显现的而已，是像梦幻一般的心当中显现。
You see, as sentient beings, we don't have that kind of power to create anything.
你知道我们是凡夫，我们没有任何的力量去创造什么。
We don't. Only mind can do that.
我们没有这个力量，但是心它可以做，它可以创造。
So this nascent entrenchment is the fundamental ignorance that keeps bringing us to this world.
所以这个单词的意思就是说，是我们最根本的无明，不停地帮助我们，把我们就造到这个世界上来，让这个世界延续。
And we're not talking about the body. What brings us to this world is to another dream and another dream, the slumbering Buddha.
所以实际上我们说的不是这个身体啊。不停地在延续的是这个做梦的这个心，它不停地在造梦，把我们带到这个世界。
So when I see you, I don't see a sentient body here.
所以当我看到你们的时候，我并不是看到你们这个身体。
I just see Buddhas.
所以我看到的是佛，一尊尊佛。
But to me, you look like this.
所以对我而言，我看到的都是正在打盹的、睡觉的佛。
You're trying to wake up, and I'm saying stay awake, stay awake, stay awake. But it's hard because you just go, oh, okay, back to sleep.
而我让他们，我所做的就是让你不停的醒过来，醒过来。但是你们说，啊、哦，好吧，但又睡过去了。
So I cannot teach your body anything.
我实际上没有办法教你们什么。
But I can try to awaken the Buddha that's within.
但我可以试着唤醒你们心中的佛心。
As we begin to practice all of the things that I've laid out for you, then you find out that it works in your life. You know when not to wipe the sweat.
所以当我当你们在修行的时候，我今天所讲的内容，如果你们能够理解的话，你们就会明白为什么就像我举的那个擦汗的例子，不要去擦汗。
When not to get angry.
也不要变得很生气。
So we begin to see how this world works.
我慢慢就会理解这个世界是怎么运作的。
We see the habitual patterns that arise that perpetuate this dream.
我们可以看到我们的习惯性的习气不停的产生啊，在这个梦境当中。
When we talk about the practice, what's important is that we begin to understand.What is conditioned and what is unconditioned?
当我们修行的时候呢，我们也很重要的是要了解到什么是被条件限制的，什么是无条件的，不受限制。
It's pretty easy for us to know the difference.
应该对我们而言，这个区别还是很明显的。
As I'd mentioned to you before, anything that moves.Is a conditioned arising.
就像我刚刚前面提到的，凡是动的都是有缘的缘起。
Anything that you see is a conditioned arising.
任何东西你能看到的都是有条件的缘起。
Whatever arises in mind is conditioned.
凡是心中所显现的都是有条件的。
So,
也可以解释为就是说有违法跟无违法。
So whatever is there is just a dream.
所以你所看到的就是一个梦境而已。
When at a retreat, when I present things to people in terms of how to practice, I say that it's like using a garden hoe.
所以在禅修的时候，当我提到应该如何修行的时候，我说就像花园里的水管。
We have a hole like this. These are the weeds. And most of the time when we use the hole, we use this side to try to cut the weeds. The round side.
哦，是铲子。Hole 的是意思是铲子。就是哦，就是说花园里的铲子，我们一般就是用一头去铲除这个杂草。
When we use the right side, it works.
如果我们使用正确的一头，它可以除掉这个杂草。
This is called turning the mind's eye inward. So the mind is seeing what is there. It's seeing clearly and using its discernment to see the things that are arising within it.
所以就像这个比喻，就像用心，如果我们操作正确的话，我们心向内观，然后清清楚楚地看到心中现起的各种相。
Sometimes when we have when we're in meditation, we're using our consciousness to try to let go of the thoughts. We cannot do that. We cannot let go of thoughts in this way.
而我们修行的时候，有些时候想用意识去除掉一些现起的念头啊等等，这个不是正确操作方法。
We'll only produce more thoughts.
如果这样子的话，如果压抑的话，只会导致更多的念头。
But when we use the mind to apply to the method, then we're using this in the right way.
但是如果我们是用心来观清楚地知道现象的话，那么我们就是正确的使用。
When we apply this in this way, we can clearly use this discernment of mind to see what arises in mind.
用这个方法，用心可以正确的觉察，看到心当中起了哪些进哪些现象。
This is mind.
所以这个就是心。
Now, this is also mine, but this is now arisen in mine. We see it.
但是我现在画的这个圈也是心，但是我们只是看到它起来。
Now we see a square.
现在我们看到了一个正方形。
Mind doesn't interfere with the appearance of the square.
所以这个整个黑板作为心，这个心并不跟这个正方形的心产生任何的冲突。
But if this is true mind, it would be aware that a square has arisen and is being projected upon it.
所以整个黑板如果是心，是真心的话，它是很清清楚楚知道有一个正方形的心在其中显现。
In the true mind, if sufferingarises, it arises in accordance with causes and conditions.
所以在真心当中，如果痛苦升起的时候，它升起有它自己的因缘，缘起法。
But our Buddha nature has an interest in this.
我们的佛性有对此有点兴趣。
It has an interest to remove the suffering.
因为他可以选择去除这个痛苦。
There's only one way that the suffering can be removed.
也只有一种方法可以解除这种痛苦。
Now, here, we can, on this board, we can go, oh, let's cross this out and put joy.
所以在这里，在这个比喻当中很简单，我们只要把这个痛苦这个词擦掉，换成开心就行了。
But joy will not last.
但是这个显现的快乐也不会持续很久。
And then suffering returns.
然后痛苦又重新出现。
We try to rehabilitate the self.
所以我们需要重新来整治这个自我。
We polish it.
我们通常做法就不断的把这个自我修炼的磨得很好。
And we're sitting there meditating, and ourselves says, "I promise I'll be good. I won't think. I won't talk. I promise, promise, promise."
所以我们在那边打坐的时候，我们就不停的对自己说啊，我保证我一定不去想，我保证我一定好好打坐，好好修行。
And you're sitting, and it goes, "I'm hungry."
然后你就在那边坐着坐，突然想啊，我好饿啊。
What time is it?
现在几点了？
It must have been, this period must be at least an hour and a half.
这个已经持续了一个半小时了吧。
And then you say, shut up.
然后你心里中升起另外一个声音说，闭嘴。
You promised.
另外一个声音说，闭嘴，你不是答应过你要好好修行的吗？
And it says, I can't help it.
然后另一个声音说，我也很为难啊，做不到啊。
It's my habit.
这是我的习惯。
It's my habit to bug you.
这是我的习惯，我就现在就是要冒声。
You cannot negotiate with it.
你没有办法跟他讨价还价。
Sometimes people, they write in my WeChat, and they're talking about rehabilitating the self.
所以在我的微信学习组里边，经常有些人就是想把这个自己啊重新再改造一下。
And I write, I don't negotiate with terrorists.
他说我跟恐怖分子是从来不谈判的。
Because the when those things they come up, they just want to try to polish the self.
因为他们说这些话做这些事就是只是想把自我改造的更好一点而已。
This is foolishness.
这个是很傻的，很愚蠢的。
We started with Shifu's quote that he was talking about what our practice is and mind.
所以就像我们应该遵循师父的教导说，我们的修行是跟心有关的。
This is right view.
这个是正知见。
When we understand right view, then when we practice in accordance with it, there will be results.
这个是正知见。我们依据正知见来修行的话，就会有效果。
You will no longer be, attaching to habitual tendencies.
你就不会再执着你的习性。
You use mind to see mind.
你用心来见到心，用心参心。
So you use this mind to look into mind.
你用这个心去探索，去参这个心。
And as you begin to look and look and look, phew, it's all mine.
当你参啊参啊参啊，就嘣，就成为一体了。
The dream has finished.
你的梦就结束了。
But as Shifu said to me once,
师父有一次对我说
But Gilbert, remember,
他说 Gilbert, 请记住
It only stops for you.
只是对你而言停止了。
Which means that why I'm standing in front of you.
这就是为什么我现在站在你们的面前。
If I could just get a loud alarm clock,
如果我可以有一个很响的闹钟的话
and just ring it so that your true nature could awaken, I would do that.
如果说用一个很响的闹钟可以把你们的佛性通通叫醒的话，我肯定会这样做的。
But it doesn't work that way.
可惜，很可惜，不是这样操作的。
You have to do this.
你们自己必须要去操作。
This is right view.
这是正知见。
This is a taste of chan.
这个就是禅的味道。
When we can sit and sit quietly without thoughts arising.
当我们在那边打坐修行，我们静静的坐着，没有念头升起的时候。
The ancients said, this is the essentials for the beginners of chan.
所以就像古代禅师说，这个是对初学者最核心的部分。
Until such time you haven't even entered the door of chan.
如果你做不到这一点的话，你连禅的门都还没有入。
And you go, not even like knock on it?
哼，有人说啊，难道还没到门口，还没敲门吗？
I would just tell you keep knocking.
那我会对你说，那你就不停地敲。
So when we practice, we understand wisdom is seeking wisdom.
所以当我们修行的时候，我们明白智慧，在寻求智慧。
If you understand this, then the practice will be easier.
如果你能理解这一点的话，你的修行就会变得比较容易一点。
So those of you who have gotten a little taste of Chan in this, I would say to you, now that you have it, use it well.
如果对你们这些已经略作尝试，对这种禅的味道已经有所尝试的人呢，那我就会鼓励你们进一步的常常使用，直到你们做得很好。
And if you don't need to use it,Don't use it.
如果你不需要用的时候，你就不要用。
I'll entertain just 5 minutes of questions. If anybody has a question.
然后我的讲座就到这里，然后现在有5分钟给大家提问。
No questions?
有没有问题？
Okay, 阿弥陀佛。
好，没有问题，那到此结束。
Thank you for Gilbert. Give us great talks.